Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken took the stage just after midnight on election night to declare a win for President Donald Trump.
It's the president's America First policies that resonate with Ohioans. I feel like we're going to have a good night. It's going to be close in the rest of the country. But I continue to believe that Americans and Ohioans believe in the American dream.
The results are still unofficial in Ohio. However, Trump has a lead of more than 470,000 votes in the state, with more than 285,000 outstanding absentee and provisional ballots. The results watch party for the Ohio Republicans was an unusual event compared to past election nights. Instead of supporters gathering in a large ballroom, different Republican campaigns were set up in their own private rooms at a Westerville hotel with a live stream of the speakers once they took the stage. Among those speakers was U.S. Senator Rob Portman, who says Trump once again appealed to Ohioans with his economic message.
I'm confident that we will win Ohio. And I think the reason Republicans will win Ohio is very simple. The economic message really works here. And if you look at what happened in the economy for Ohio and for the country prior to the COVID crisis, you know, we were hitting on all cylinders.
Trump's success in Ohio was a continuation of what he saw in 2016, with the historically Democratic counties of Mahoning and Lorain flipping for the president. Republican strategist Mark Weaver says the election night results are a strong sign that Ohio is firmly a red state, a claim he made on election night 4 years ago. Weaver says people who used to align with Democrats are feeling forgotten by the party.
The big surprise is the fact that pieces of eastern Ohio that used to be Democrat, reliably so, are now turning Republican, with Mahoning County being perhaps the most prominent of those.
The night also went well for Republican legislative leaders. The Republican caucuses picked up seats in the Ohio House and Ohio Senate, expanding the existing supermajority in the state. But the GOP did split on the Ohio Supreme Court, with Justice Judy French losing and Justice Sharon Kennedy keeping her seat on the bench.
And I'm Joe Ingles. There was no ballroom, no party with the Ohio Democratic Party because of COVID. The party offered up a webinar with Chairman David Pepper, but there wasn't much for Democrats to cheer about anyway. They lost the presidential race in Ohio and many big offices. Pepper says they did the best they could with the resources they had.
We've worked very hard, frankly, with less resources than other states. We're proud of that, and we're proud to have fought this battle to where it is tonight. But we were very efficient, and our field team couldn't have been more scrappy, dealing with a very big state, working very hard every day. So we're proud of what we did. And we also didn't, you know, unlike the controversy of 16, we certainly did not divert resources from other critical swing states.
Democrats picked up one of the two Supreme Court seats up for grabs as former Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner defeated Republican Justice Judy French. Pepper sees that as a win.
Even one pickup is a major win, because Chief Justice O'Connor, for those within Ohio who know, she's been a less partisan, more statesmanlike figure.
In the end, all 12 Republicans and 4 Democrats in Ohio's congressional delegation were able to hang on to their seats. Pepper says there's a reason for that.
But let's remember, all 12 of these districts are badly gerrymandered. They were literally drawn to avoid any competition.
The congressional maps will be redrawn next year under new rules designed to make the process less partisan. But with these recent victories, Republicans will still have an advantage in that map-drawing process. For Andy Chow, I'm Joe Ingles, Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.